Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. It's my All Things Denver Nuggets podcast. I'm Brady Hull, host of the whole show on KFKA. And as I'm recording this, we're about, just keep in mind, sometimes these podcasts don't sync up with the current games, whatever. That's the beauty and the ugly side of doing a weekly podcast, I suppose. But luckily, we got you covered on the Daily Show, on the whole show every day. But the Nuggets are about 2 hours away from getting ready to take on the Atlanta Hawks. 5:30 tip-off there. They're on the road against Atlanta. But this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about Nikola Jokic in the last two games. Nuggets lost to the Clippers, 111-102 last week. And then on Friday night, lost 114-106 to the Houston Rockets. And both of those games, it sounds like blasphemous to say this. Blasphemic? Is that what we say? That we're going to put any kind of blame on Nikola Jokic. I'm the last guy that would want to do that. But I think it's fair to say that if Nikola Jokic doesn't go 9 of 32 against the Clippers and 9 of 26 against the Rockets, the Nuggets probably win both of those games. That is how important this man is to the Nuggets organization, to this Nuggets team. And you saw it. I mean, in that fourth quarter against Houston, the Nuggets for three quarters were sleepwalking through this thing. I mean, Houston outscored Denver 40-26 in the third. Denver just looked, I just keep saying it, they looked sleepy. They looked tired. They looked like they weren't rejuvenated, which is weird because you just kind of got the starting lineup back. Are they fully healthy? Those are questions, I suppose, for another time. But they go by what Joker does, because in that fourth against Houston, he started hitting shots. He started getting to his spots and hitting the things that he normally hits when he's very close to the basket, a little finger roll, little floaters, quick little, you know, the spin moves in there. He hits those all the time. None of those were connecting early against the Rockets and most of the game against the Clippers. But in the fourth, he started to get rolling. And then you saw the rest of the team go. So the problem is when everybody else is down, you rely on Nikola Jokic to get everybody back up. When Joker's up, you're still relying on him to stay up. You're not seeing, you know, again, Jamal Murray's just kind of getting back into the lineup, but MPJ and Aaron Gordon's just getting back into the lineup. KCP, some of the bench guys coming off. Nobody is really raising that level of play when Joker's not in there, which is weird because the last podcast I did, the Nuggets beat the Clippers on the road without Joker and two or three of their starters in that game. So that was phenomenal. Maybe that was an outlier, whatever. But this team is so dependent on the Joker that if he does have these weird nights, which I've never seen him play like what we've seen the last two games. I've never seen it. Maybe early in his career when he was just kind of getting into the NBA, which is understandable because you're a young guy. But since Nikola Jokic became kind of the Joker and the playoff kind of guy and the triple-double machine, we've never seen these off nights. So we're not used to it. But you look at it and say, well, the rest of the team has to pick him up. They have to find a way to insert themselves into the game in a better way. But this is the way they're doing this. I think I even heard it on the Altitude TV broadcast. Katie Wingy said something along the lines of, I think it was in the Rockets game, maybe it was the Clippers game, either one, they're very similar to each other, was you live with his bad shots, you're still playing through Joker. No matter what, you're going through the guy, which she's not wrong on that. He's your MVP. He's the best player in the NBA. He's going to go down in history as one of the best players of all time. But it's a great thing that you rely on him and he's that good and the Nuggets have that kind of guy. But that's also a scary thing when it is off. And we've just never had these conversations about it being off for Nikola Jokic. And so when it does happen, the last two games, what are you going to do? Do you have other guys that can take over? You see a lot of these teams in the NBA that have superstars that maybe they're not feeling it, but they got another guy that's going. You watch a Suns game, if Booker for some reason is off, well, you got KD. He's going to do something. This is something we've seen in the NBA for a very long time. I don't know that we've seen a team so dependent on their superstar, a championship caliber team so dependent on their superstar. Because I you know, I used to say this, and I think I still believe it, that if Joker's not on this team, I don't know if you're a playoff team. So they are so dependent on all things Nikola Jokic. He's the facilitator. He's the guy you're going through. He's going to score baskets. He's going to get assists. He's going to get rebounds. He's going to make plays. He's going to absorb double teams and open everything else up. So when we have these off nights, I'm perplexed. Watching those games, and I especially dialed in with the Houston game, because I thought, no way is Joker going to come out flat after going 9 of 32. I think that was his worst shooting night in his career against the Clippers. So my money was on, oh, whatever that over-underline is, whatever that, you know, total is for points, assists, rebounds thing, that's like around 52 or whatever, hammer that thing. Go all in on it. Because there's no way Joker at home against Houston is going to do that again. And he almost did. He was 9 of 26. It wasn't much better than the 9 of 32 game. And these are not, this isn't a guy that's just cold from the three-point line. This isn't Michael Porter Jr. struggling from three. This is Joker with amazing moves to get to the rim, just can't finish. I mean, there were plays where his fingertips are almost on the rim, yet the basketball just bounces in a weird way and doesn't go in. And then some of his other great little floater shots, the Sombor shuffles that he does, like all of those shots that we're just so used to going in and we're amazed every time, especially with the move to get to that shot, they weren't falling. And so I was, for the first time, like I said, in Joker's rising of superstardom and all that, and that rise to fame, I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, the term the yips comes out quite a bit. You know, does he have the yips right now? Is there something going on with him mentally? Is there something going on back home in Serbia? Is it, you all start to get too deep into that stuff. And I don't like to go there very often until it's a deeper issue, until we're talking 2-3 weeks of this. And then it is, okay, here's something that happened. And maybe we find out a story later. But I just can't believe they got, like I said, Atlanta tonight. I would say the same thing I said against Houston. Hammer that over, whatever it is. I'm going like 35, 14, and 11. I think he goes off tonight because he's that kind of guy. He's earned that kind of respect as a champ. So this is in no way like a knock, but let's be honest. Clippers-Rockets game, if Joker's playing anything close to like he normally plays, they're winning both of those games by 10. And I don't think that that's too far-fetched to say that. So what is happening with Nikola Jokic? And this is the scary thing. And again, this is not sky is falling, but I've seen superstar players where a string of games just kind of hits, and then that kind of starts the fade of their superstardom. Now I'm laughing as I'm saying this, because in no way am I insinuating that we're going to start seeing a downtrend of Nikola Jokic. It's been two games, but I'm telling you guys, this is how good this man is at the game of basketball. That even one bad game, even one game of 9 of 32, which is unlike anything we've seen from him. We've seen games where he's like 9 of 12. And we're like, why didn't he shoot it that much? He only had 18 points, something like that. I don't know if the math makes sense. But we haven't seen that. So this is how good of a player he is. If this happened to any other player in the league, Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, any of these superstar players, then you just, I chalk it up, and I'm not following them as closely, but I chalk it up as, a bad night. But Joker functions so well within the paint, and he does so well getting easy open shots, and he was doing all those things. All the moves were still there. Every move he was making, those were $50 moves, and then they just ended up being like a 50-cent shot. Just didn't go in. So I am a bit concerned. I'm not, like, extremely worried. But if we're doing the next podcast and we're talking about the Atlanta game was bad again and it was another bad shot discrepancy and his plus-minus is bad or whatever, then yeah, we start having a deeper conversation. But this is the first time, certainly since we've been doing the podcast, we haven't even been doing this podcast for a year. I've been doing my show, the whole show, throughout this guy's entire career. You know, I haven't done a year of a show without Nikola Jokic being in the NBA. So this is uncharted territory for me when you look at a guy like him at his caliber struggle. And you think that this guy's bulletproof. So when you talk about yips and mentally focusing so you can hit those easy shots, it's out of this world to me. That conversation is out of this world. Excuse me, I had to cough. I think the cough button worked. So the thought of him having any kind of mental struggles that he needs to get over, it's completely something that these are uncharted waters. Michael Porter Jr. misses a lot of threes. Maybe he does it another night. Then he does it again. And we just go, yeah, that's MPJ. He's got to get back to it. He'll figure it out. He'll probably have an on game. Jamal Murray, maybe he has a bad night. Yeah, it's Jamal for you. He's inconsistent. Tomorrow he'll probably be, he'll probably look like Kobe Bryant out there. And then the next night he'll be kind of an average, 16 points kind of guy. That's not what we say about Nikola Jokic. So when you watch those games and you see that happen for two games, again, we're talking two games out of an 82-game season. And I know I sound like I'm freaking out and the sky is falling, but I hope that this podcast actually rounds out into, or this episode rounds out into, that's how good he is. His expectations now are through the roof. He's averaging 28 points per game, 13 boards per game, 9.6 assists a game. His stat line actually in those two games wasn't bad. He had a triple-double against the Clippers, 22 points, 10 assists, 15 rebounds. If I read that line to you, your thought is, oh, well, I guess he just did it in other ways tonight. He managed the boards and he got his assists. But the 9 of 32, that means the ball was in his hands way more than it was everybody else, and he was missing more often than not. Same with the Rockets game. You know, he was 23 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 assists. You'd say the same thing. Oh, he managed the boards again, but he was 9 of 26. So when you're critical of a player like Nikola Jokic, you got to be careful here because the guy has earned a certain amount of respect. You want to say that he's earned off nights. He's earned bad games. But he's that good where the idea of him having a bad game is on the shooting side of things. Like a typical bad game for him is maybe he just didn't shoot it very much. You remember that game? Was that like 2 years ago in a regular season game? I don't know who it was against. Maybe it was Orlando. He like shot it one time. He had like a couple of shots. I don't even remember. It was ridiculous. And the knock was, dude, you're so good, you just didn't even shoot it. He had like 13 assists and 12 rebounds or something like that. Again, I don't have the details on the game, but I just remember that was the idea of Joker having a bad game where he's just not shooting because he felt like this was how we're going to win this basketball game. That was the knock if you could provide a knock on Nikola Jokic. And so these two games, hopefully they're outliers. Hopefully they're just distant memory stuff and we're not thinking about it again. And I truly believe this. I'm not fanboying this, I promise. There's zero chance this is going to be a consistent thing. There is zero chance that Nikola Jokic comes back down to earth and becomes just a pretty good basketball player. He will go off. I'm guessing he goes off tonight. The Nuggets go on a string here and put together some wins. I believe that's the case. He's going to have a monster game. Can the rest of the team go up with him? So they're at Atlanta tonight, if you're listening to this on Monday night. Then they're at Chicago, and that's a 9-14 team. Home against Brooklyn on Thursday. So that's kind of the slate of games. Saturday they have OKC. Brooklyn's 12-9, so decent basketball team there. And then obviously Oklahoma City, 14-7. They have some things going on, obviously. But you should get these next two wins as kind of these get right. Now they're on the road. You got to find ways to win these games. But this is an interesting stretch for Denver. Not just the Joker stuff, but Calvin Booth and Michael Malone talked about at the beginning of the year, we don't want to have a lot of every manager, every coach says this, but with the Nuggets as being a return champ, it's like, what are your goals this year? We want to get to the point where we're rattling off 7, 8, 9, 10 game win streaks. Maybe we lose one or two. Then it's back to 7, 8, 9 game win streaks. We haven't really seen that from this team yet. They started the season out 4-0, lost, then won another four. That's awesome, right? And then after that, getting into November, it's been a little different. Late November, they did get four wins. They beat San Antonio. The Clippers was that crazy game without their starters. and they beat Houston, they beat Phoenix. Well, now they've lost three in a row. This is the first time of the season they've lost three in a row. Their first home loss came to Houston last Friday, December 8th. So this is, you go 0-4, then people start to, not panic, but you start to just kind of wonder, okay, can this team repeat? What's going on? Is Joker going to get back to the superstar mode? Is Jamal really going to finally step up and be an all-star type player? Is Aaron Gordon healthy? He didn't look right at all. What kind of guy is MPJ going to be? Sometimes he rises to the occasion when the pressure's on, and he puts together these games out of nowhere where he's just really good. But a lot of times he's just a dude that's hanging around. You know, that game against LA when the Nuggets were going off, Porter was all over the place in that first period, and then I don't think he had a shot until later in the third. So very inconsistent right now with this group. And right, you know, the theme of this show, this podcast is you got to get Joker right first before we start breaking into all the other stuff, because all the other stuff doesn't matter. If Nikola Jokic isn't MVP candidate, at least type guy, this team's not going to go very far. That is how much pressure is on the two-time MVP, the one-time champ. And is that getting to him? Is that something where he looks at it every single game and he just knows that, hey, if I'm not on it, we're going to struggle. This is going to be bad for us. Or is it something else? Is it yips? Is it just mentally checked out for a second? He's just not there. I hate to even say that kind of stuff, because to me, Nikola Jokic is like, when you talk about pro athletes, he's kind of like Superman. You don't think anything ever gets to the guy. You don't think mentally he's ever worried about anything other than, okay, I'm just going to go out. It's a job. I have to do the job. You know, I got to do it. You expect me to do my job. It's like, you know, all these crucial jobs that we have in this world, if they have personal stuff, well, tough. We still expect them to complete those tasks. That's how Nikola Jokic views basketball. So whatever it is that's going on, I truly believe, just based on, like I said, he's earned it. Based on his history, this is going to be a tiny blip that we won't even talk about in 2 weeks. But right now, living in the moment, two games in, I've never seen him play like this. I've never seen him have that many missed shots and that many missed easy shots, where every time you think he's going to get it right, it just rolls off the rim. He did get that momentum going in the fourth, which I think was critical for them. Pay attention to that. If the Nuggets rattle off some big wins here, to round out, or to go through December, leading up to that big Christmas Day game against Golden State, then I would look back at that fourth quarter against Houston and say, okay, Denver woke up. They can't sleepwalk. They're the champs. They're great, but they can't sleepwalk through this thing. They have to find a way to get, you know, get several games over that 500 mark. They're 14-9. They need to go on like a 9-2 run here in the rest of the month. And they, again, two road trips, Atlanta, Chicago, home against Brooklyn, OKC, and Dallas. None of those are easy games at home, but you're back at home. You can protect that place. So Denver needs to get back to playing championship basketball, and that starts and it ends, and it's probably all the way in the middle with Nikola Jokic being a mega superstar. And so what I'm saying is, all the concern I have, I do believe he's going to turn it around. He's going to fix that pretty quickly. And I'm excited to see what he does tonight against Atlanta. I'm going all in on this. He's going off tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. So time will tell. I hope it's nothing more than just two random bad games that are nothing more than a blip on the radar. But we'll find out together. All right, it's been another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. Again, Nuggets tonight, Monday against December 11th. If you're listening to this on Monday, they got a back-to-back Tuesday against Chicago. Home against Brooklyn on Thursday, home against OKC on Saturday, and then home against Dallas on Monday. And hopefully we'll talk to you guys after these five games, and we'll see where the Nuggets come out of this thing. Find our podcasts here if you're on 1310kfk.com, Spotify, Apple. We're all over the place. And my daily show, the whole show, airs on 1310 and 103.1 KFKA Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Plenty of Nuggets talk for you. Plenty of Broncos talk, Colorado State Rams, Colorado Buffaloes, you name it. We're going to hit it. If it's in the state of Colorado and it's a big sport and it's important to you, we're going to be discussing it. That'll do it for us. Let's go Nuggets.